This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أوصيكم وإياي أولا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون كما قال الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم بعد الأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال الله أيضا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم وما يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن خير الكلام كلام الله وأحسن هدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Insha'Allah to all the brothers and sisters, let us begin our day with the morning dua. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma bika asbahna wa bika amsayna wa bika nahya wa bika namut wa ilayka nushur. Bismillahilladhi la yadurru ma'asmihi shay'un fil ardi wala fis sama' وهو السميع العليم رضيت بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد نبيا اللهم زدني علما نافعا ورزقا طيبا وعملا متقبلا يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا ala dinik wa ala ta'atik. Allahumma adqilna jannatak wa ajirna minan nar. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azaban nar. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين يا رب العالمين All praise due to Allah رب العالمين for His bounties, for His provision, for His mercy, for His forgiveness, and may Allah رب العالمين shower His blessing more and more to all of us when we try to do more and more for Allah Rabbul Alameen. May the mercy and the blessing of Allah be upon all the prophets, the messenger of Allah, the family of the prophets who follow the teaching of the prophets, because there are some family who do not follow the prophets, and the companions of the prophet, and to all of us who are here who is trying our best to follow the teaching of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that all of us will have a good ending. Whether you're young, old, we have to die one day, but we always pray and hope for a good ending. To have a good ending, brothers and sisters, we must try our best from today. Whatever we do in our life, we must end with something that is very good. When you talk to somebody, you make sure that the ending of your discussion is good. When you do anything, you make sure that the ending of your job is good. That's how we train ourselves to prepare for a good ending. A lot of people want to have the best in this life and the best in the hereafter. But in the same time, we never prepare ourselves. Even Allah have reminded us, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَارْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدٍ. O you who believe in Allah, be faithful to Allah and look into yourself, what have you prepared for your tomorrow. We know we have a tomorrow to go. We know that we have to go back to Allah, because we belong to Him and we have to go back to Him. But we always are very careless, heedless, because we have been human, we have a lot of weaknesses, the world is too busy and make us very busy with all the iPhone, the technology. It make us 10 times more busy than before. May Allah Rabbul Alameen make us people who reflect, not min al-ghafilin. Ghafilin means people who are very heedless, careless. In the north they said ghaflah. Ghaflah is an Islamic term. But we pick up and we make it sound like ours, ghaflah. But it's ghafilin. Minal ghafilin. Before we proceed, firstly we like to convey the warm salam from our brothers and sisters from Oslo. We just came back from the peace conference in Norway. Alhamdulillah, we have a good one. So this convey the warm salam to all our jama'ah here. We will keep on praying for all the Muslims wherever they are, and also the not yet Muslim to be guided, not to be unfair to the Muslim. What is right is right, what is wrong is wrong. Because the Islamic phobia is almost everywhere, and it is not fair to say that anything that is bad is done by Muslim only. No. Everywhere you go, every nation have good and bad and ugly people everywhere. In our own family also we have this. You have good guy, you have bad guy also, and you have ugly guys. But still, it's our family. What can we do? We just have to have a lot of patience, pray, don't give up, and try our level best to carry out our mission, amal ma'ruf and nahi anil munkar. Meaning, we have a mission to make sure that we always remind each other to do what is good for everybody and forbid them from doing things that do not benefit themselves, neither they benefit the family or the community at large. This is very important. All the Prophet was sent for this particular mission, and Allah have given them victory and blessed them for that. So we have to carry on this noble mission that the Prophet ﷺ had left behind for all of us. The Prophet ﷺ also remind his Ummah to be very careful. If you want your prayer to be answered by Allah, of course, we all who always ask Allah for this and that, we want Allah to respond to our needs, our prayer. Then the Prophet remind us, Ayyuhan nas, O people, remember, Muru bil ma'ruf wanhaw anil munkar. Allah Rabbul Alamin love us to do what is right, and also love us to engage in forbidding people doing what is wrong, injustice, and so on. Qabla, before the time will come, when you ask Allah, Allah do not respond to you. When you ask for help, He do not help you. Why? Because you have abandoned this noble mission, the mission of Amal Ma'ruf and Nahi Anil Munkar. You don't care what is happening around you. You don't care what is going to happen to your children. You don't care anymore. Nafsi, nafsi. You, your grave, mine, my grave. Now this feeling do not exist in the first generation, the second and the third generation. First, second and third generation are very responsible generation. They work together as a team, and they keep on reminding each other for the sake of Allah. After that, that's where you have two types of generation known as the Salaf and the Khalaf. Salaf are those who are very pioneer. Khalaf is like all of us, we are Khalaf, because we are the latest generation. The latest generation become very self-centered, careless, don't care anymore. That is not my problem, that is your problem. That is the beginning of all problems. When we say that is not my problem, actually that is the beginning of all problems. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the right spirit to understand our responsibility towards Allah, towards ourselves, towards our family. And because of this, we would like to remind all our good sisters, only sisters, remember, only for sisters. Inshallah, by this Tuesday, we are going to have a special talk by Sister Farhat Naik. This her, Sister Farhat Naik. You know who is Sister Farhat Naik, yeah? Inshallah, yeah. She will be here to give a very important talk to sister only, yeah. 3 p.m. 3 p.m. correct, at 3 p.m. yeah. And topic that we have agreed upon is continuing, creating noble generation. Thanks for Sister Aisha to remind me. Creating noble generation. Why they focus on ladies only? Because we are the mothers. We are the one who is going to educate the future generation. May Allah make it easy for all the sisters who are not working. Try your best to be here. Try to be here before 3:45 is always better. And only sisters, don't have to bring your husband, give them a break. It's important. Sometimes there are sessions purely for sisters. the brother have to honor. Children, let your husband take care of them. It's time for the husband to play their role as a father. Take care of the children for the sake of the children. For the sake of the children, because when the mother is learning, you want the mother to be more focused so that the mother will bring back this knowledge and help the family. We need that kind of cooperation. That's why Allah said, Ta'awanu ala birri wa taqwa. You must always help each other to do what is good, and also that can increase our taqwa. And also Allah said, Wal mu'minun wa mu'minat ba'duhum awliya'u ba'din. Believing men and believing women are helper within themselves. We are not just a servant, just a wife, but we are all companion, helper for each other. For those who was not given this right to help your husband must be reminded you have that right. Allah give you that right. Whether they honor your right or not is another thing, but that is your right. You have the right to exercise this right if you want. You can be very passive and keep on having patience and prayer. You have a choice. Because there are people among us as family who don't like to talk. They just like you to listen. It's a one-way communication. Then the other party must learn how to have extra sabar. And don't just sabar, but don't forget to be connected to Allah and ask Allah for help. The one that controls the hearts of everyone is Allah. You just have patience, prayer. May Allah help all of us. It's very important. We know patience is not easy, because if you don't have knowledge, it's easier. When you have knowledge, it's difficult. They say knowing little is more difficult than knowing nothing. Because when you have some knowledge, you tend to argue. You tend to disagree. So may Allah Rabbul Alamin make us have the right knowledge, that knowledge that do not make us arrogant, knowledge that do not make us overconfident, but knowledge that benefit us, knowledge that make us more humble, more sincere, more committed to our deen. We have all the young children who is having a lot of knowledge, but sometimes the knowledge is not helping them. They tend to feel that I don't need to listen to my mommy anymore. I don't need to listen to my daddy. I have Google to follow. I have all these Twitters and all this IT to follow. This is where we went wrong. You do not know who is behind all this program that is trying to destroy all of us without we realizing. That is how the Satan works, by taking us further and further from our family. By saying you are busy with your own world. No, we are living in a real world. When we are in Oslo, we remind the younger generation about the reality that they have to go through. Living in a Muslim minority country, the Muslim must work together as one beautiful ummah. You are not there to represent your culture, your race. You are there to present Islam. Whether you are from Afghanistan, Pakistan, Sudan, Somalia, Africa, or anything, or Arabs, remember, don't bring your culture and race over there. If you are a person who are very particular about your race, your culture, You don't have to travel so far. Stay in your own country. This is what I said to them. I don't know they agreed or not. But I have to tell them, because we have session for sisters. It's very sad. Majority of them married young, because there's a lot of fitna in the West. If you don't marry young, you're exposed to other things. So they have to marry young, but major, a lot of them end with a divorce. And they have problem in their marriage. Pakistani only marry Pakistani. Turkish, Turkish P to P, P to P, M to M, A to A. They just go in that direction. I said the beauty of Islam is to break all this barrier. When Islam come in, we are talking about mankind. We are talking about everyone, human being. We are not talking about my race, your race. And now you come away, you left your country, you come to this country, and you still want to talk about your race, then you should have go back. You should go back. Stay among your own people, eat your own food, no problem. Smell your own smell. Yeah, everybody have their own smell, you know. But you want to come to a country, and now you do not know to adjust. Islam is the best religion to help us to adjust ourselves. Why? Because Allah have make it so clear. Allah 1400 years ago have informed us. It's a direct order from Allah. It's a direct command from Allah. Ayyuhan nas, O people, inna khalaqnakum min zakarin wa unsa. We created all of you from one male and one female, Adam and Eve. We are all family of Adam and Eve, children of Adam and Eve. وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلًا. And it's Allah's will, He decide, not we, to make us into nation and tribes. That's why you have the black, you have the brownie, you have the white, you have chocolate, you have so many. You have the yellow river people, because they call the Chinese not white, yellow. What can we do? If they want to say you yellow, yellow. Maybe because they remember the Yellow River in China. So they link Chinese with the Yellow River. Anyhow, Allah said, we make you into nation and tribes. For what? To fight against each other. To say, no, I'm better than you. Why? Look at my color. No, no, no. I'm better than you. Look at my eye. Oh, because I have a brown eye. No, no, no. Allah don't even ask about your eye. But the only thing Allah will ask about our eyes is not your color. Lahum a'yunun la yusiruna biha. I give them the eye, they don't see. They don't see with the eye the way Allah wants you to see. Look at the beautiful color that Allah have created for all of us. If Allah just create all one color, then we become colorblind. If Allah create one taste, we will be tasteless. No. But Allah Almighty, the All-Knowing, He creates so many colors, so many tastes. You have chapati, masala tea, grey tea, Japanese tea, green tea, so many tea. Malaysian unique. And one tea, they can. Malaysia is Alhamdulillah. Anyhow, brothers and sisters, I have to address that matter over there, because the sister, most of them were crying, having big problem. So I have to address that. Time for us to change. If you decide not to change, there will come a time Allah will change you. But when Allah come in, you know how He change? He will replace you with another group of people. He don't need you anymore. you have failed Allah, you have mispresented Islam to the people. Class, we are so mixed, alhamdulillah. In Malaysia, we have a very unique community and societies. It's a mixed community, alhamdulillah. We hope that everybody learn how to respect everybody's right, so that we have peace and harmony, inshallah. Yeah? What will be the page that I'm going to decide today? 64. Is that 64? Their heart did not sleep. Allahu Akbar. Page 64, let us come back to the book. Knowing our prophets, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We all are aware that all prophets are righteous people. No prophet can be non-righteous. All prophet automatically must be righteous. If not, they cannot be a prophet. If everybody want to talk bad about any prophet, we will not accept. You'll be surprised in some other books talk about how bad this prophet or womanizer and all this very injustice. This do not come from the prophet. It is just a fitna to the prophets. They are all righteous people because Allah said so. Yeah? In Surah Al-An'am, Surah 6, verses 85, Kullum minas salihin. Allah said, all the prophets, they were righteous people. Those who are not righteous is like us. We sometimes are right. Most of the time, we are wrong. Their hearts did not sleep. Now let us look into the hearts. Why we talk about the hearts? Because the Prophet also remind us. The Prophet ﷺ said that in every one of us, in every one of us, في كل جسر بن آدم مدغة. In every one of us, there is a piece of flesh. The Prophet used the word piece of flesh. Iza salaha salahat jasada kullu wa iza fasada fasadat jasada kullu. If this piece of flesh is good, positive, then everything become positive. But if this piece of flesh is negative, then everything turn negative. Then the Prophet continue, Allah wa hiya qalb. That is what the heart is. Our heart is not that big. But this heart keep on pumping from the day we were in the mother's womb until today. Never stop working. The minute it stops, then you know what happened to you. Very important. But we hardly take care of this piece of flesh. That's why we always say, the Malay have a beautiful word, selalu berhati-hati. Be careful. Even they say berhati-hati, still tak hati. When you want to say something, berhati-hati. When you do something, berhati-hati. That's all. Be careful. Be alert. Be responsible in what you want to do and what you want to say. This heart, Allah Rabbul Alamin, remind us. Allah bi zikrillahi tatma'inul qulub. If you want this heart to rest, to have good quality, positive, you must remember Allah. The remembering of Allah is not say Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah. No, not like that. No. The remembering of Allah means always try your level best to remember what Allah want you to do and what Allah said no, you said no. That is what the remembrance of Allah is. Not just by zikr. Yeah, if the brothers, they can sit further up. Yeah. So the latecomer, maybe they are on the way. You know, they can join us without any extra movement, inshallah. Yeah. We have to remember him because the power of remembering Allah, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرُكُمْ Allah said, when you remember me and you keep on remembering me a lot, وَالزَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرُ وَالزَّاكِرَاتِ, then Allah promised us, عَدَّلُوا لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً وَعَجْرًا عَظِيمًا, I promise them I will forgive all their sins and I will reward them with great rewards. Allah promised us that. Just by remembering Allah. But remember, remembering what Allah wants us to do, try your best to do it. Remember what He said, no, and you try your best to stay away. Every Jumaat, the man will be alert. You go to the khutbah, the beginning of the khutbah, all the imam in this country, I do not know about other country, when they translate the meaning of ittaqillah, they always say, buat segala yang diperintah Allah, tinggal segala yang dilarang Allah. Can you imagine? You know what they say? For 50 years, 20 years, you are listening to the same advice. Tinggal segala larangan Allah, buat segala suruhan Allah, but nothing change. To say segala, seluruh, I would say impossible. You just try your level best. You have to try. Keep on trying. You can. This is important. Yeah? The heart play a very important role in our life, in our community. Their hearts did not sleep. The hearts of the Prophet is not like our hearts. When we sleep, our hearts sleep as well, normally. Cut off, meaning when you sleep, brother, sister, our heart cut off from everything, even from thinking of Allah. Yeah, that is our hearts. Yeah. Because you don't even remember Allah before you want to sleep. Then how can your heart keep on remembering Allah? The heart cannot respond anymore because you do not nurture your heart to remember Allah. You always ghafla. With all the iPhone, astaghfirullah al-azim. On the bed, you don't care, 11, 12, come here, typing. Until you fall asleep. And the phone is still on. Yeah. Can you imagine what is happening to all of us? Yeah. 30 years ago, you don't have this problem. Not 30, 20 years ago. You can sleep very fast. You know? You communicate with each other. Today, you have to communicate with other people. When we sleep, our heart sleeps as well. We become unaware of what goes on around us. And we stop worshipping Allah. Immediately we forget Allah. This did not happen to the Prophet's hearts. Their hearts were always alert or awake and submitted to Allah, Rabbul Alameen. And that's why before you sleep, the minimum that you must do is to say what, brother and sister? I don't hear you. Bismikallahumma amutu wa ahya. Yeah, at least just let us recite it. Bismikallahumma amutu wa ahya. At least you say that. With your name, O Allah, I'm going to rest, I'm going to sleep, I'm going to die. Sleeping is like dying. Stop. Sleeping is a training to how to die. Alhamdulillah, we are not dead. And none of us who sleep tonight do not want to be awake tomorrow. We want to keep on living. Alhamdulillah. It's good. For a good cause. For a good reason. All the Prophet remember Allah before they go to bed. We, inshallah, we remember him. Anas radiallahu anhu, one of the companions of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, reported that the Prophet said, "Inna ma'ashar al-anbiya'i tanamu a'ayyununa wa la tanamu qulubuna." This hadith was recorded by Imam Bukhari and other great Imam scholar of hadith. It's an authentic hadith that the Prophet said, we prophets, not only Prophet is talking about him, he representing all the other prophets. Our eyes sleep, but our hearts do not sleep. Because prophets have a mission. So when they close their eye, they remember Allah, they are thinking about how to execute their mission tomorrow. And also what they have done today, now they are reflecting, recalling, and ask Allah for help. Ask Allah to give guidance to the people whom they have invited them to Islam. The Prophet always asks Allah for guidance. After calling people to Islam in the daytime, at night he will communicate with Allah. We don't call anybody in the daytime to Islam, no da'wah, at night no dua. No and no. Where the Prophet, daytime, they plan how to invite others back to God. And then they know, they do not give hidayah. The Prophets are aware. Allah have reminded them, إِنَّكَ لَا تَحْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ. You cannot give guidance to whom you love. Allah remind the Prophet. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَىٰ. And Allah said, your duty is to convey the message. Wallahu yahdi man yasha. Allah give guidance. So they know. They are very aware that guidance do not come from them. It comes from Allah. So they will try their best to represent Islam in the best form. Not only by lip service. Good example. We Muslims have the best guidance. But we are not following. We should possess the best character, but we are not having it. We should be the cleanest, but we are not the clean one. We fail to be an example to others. When we fail, brothers and sisters, we fail to convey the message of Allah. Like I said when I was in Oslo, if we would live like one big community, whether you are from Pakistan, Afghanistan, Turkey, you're from Arab, we live like one big family with all the different color, different race, but we live like one ummah. And we show this example to the Norwegian. You see how beautiful the Muslim is, and we work like one family. We clean our house, we clean our garden, we clean, help to make sure that neighbors also felt the freshness and experience the cleanliness from us. I don't see that any Norwegian will hate you. Because you are good people. You bring benefit to them. You are so helpful to your neighbors. You are caring and loving people. Who will hate you? We have one scholar that they invite, a not yet Muslim scholar from Norwegian, from Norway, the Norwegian scholar. And he is an atheist. And he was invited to be in a forum to discuss about Islam. Of course, he said, I agreed, you're right, but in the same time, I disagreed, yeah, that you women should sit behind. You see, women should sit side by side. It's their value. They thought that by you sitting behind, you are second class citizen. Then the Muslim sisters stand up and say, no, we choose to be behind, not that we were forced. And we like to be behind. We love to be behind. If you always want to be in front, then the man will go behind. Then you do everything. Then you start to have more headache. Your hair will turn gray very fast. You have more heart attack. Let the men do this. Let their hair turn gray. And you have black hair, alhamdulillah. You always look young, that you can help your husband. Your husband have to work very hard. Now we have problem. In some countries, the men are so passive and the women are so aggressive. Business, all women, front line. So the men lepak. They become the lepak generation. We don't want that to happen to our community. Men must be a man. Lead the family. But woman, you are the mother. Allahu Akbar. Don't underestimate your strength. So the Prophet is telling us, we prophets, our eyes sleep, mean our eyes close, but our heart do not sleep. Because they always ask Allah for guidance, planning for their tomorrow. We also plan, tomorrow what do I want to eat? Where do I want to have breakfast? But the Prophet's planning is totally very different. How can I reach this group of people and make them see what I see? Now, brother and sister, what you believe is right, alhamdulillah. But to make others believe like how you believe, you need a lot of knowledge. The Prophet, alhamdulillah, was guided, but how can he convey the message to other people who don't believe to believe like what he believed? You need to have a lot of knowledge, wisdom, and patience. But we must plan, and that's why Al-Khadim always have activities to make sure that we keep on moving ahead. We do not stop here. We do not just stop by learning, but after learning, we are going to act upon the knowledge. That's why the hearts of the Prophet never sleep. They offered the best worship to Allah. The Prophets were the best worshippers of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High. They, the Prophet, knew him better than other people. Number one, always remember, no one can say that we know Allah better than the Prophet. Nobody can say that our way of worshipping is better than the Prophet. If anybody have that feeling, you know that there is the feeling of the Satan trying to show you that you are better. Like how he said to God, I'm better than Adam. Nobody can say that you are better. If you know that you are not better than the Prophet, then be humble, follow their way. Don't create your own ways. We have problem. We know the best way is the way of the Prophet. But when come to reality, we still like to follow our own way. And that's where the bid'ah kind of thing started. Innovation started. We said prophet are the best, but we don't follow. We still follow our own way. That means you are contradicting with what you claim, brothers and sisters. When you admit that the prophet are the best, then you must follow them to be the best. Don't try to be better. No, you cannot be better. And that's why Allah command us to follow. Just be a good follower. You will be the best, inshallah. Anas, yeah, they knew him better than other people. They knew Allah better than all of us. And they love him and fear him the most. Nobody can say, I love Allah more than the Prophet. Then you know where he is, who he is. Nobody can say, I fear Allah most. No. The Prophet, yes. And Anas again reported that the Prophet said, Amma wallah inni lakshaakum lillah wa atqaakum lah. This hadith was mentioned by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam because he encountered his time, in the Prophet time, he encountered a group of his followers who was trying to become a better Muslim, a better believer. And what do they do? They said among themselves and their friend, I want to fast the whole day and night. I don't want to break my fast. People fast and break their fast. I will fast and keep on fasting. Another group said, I will pray all day and night. I don't want to sleep. Sleeping is a disease. Yes, make you lazy. Yeah, make you unproductive. I want to stay awake and keep on worshipping Allah the whole night. When everybody is sleeping, I'm still awake worshipping Allah. Tahajjud, Qiyamul Layl, and everything. Another group said, I don't want to get married. Marriage is messy, problematic. No. Woman, astaghfirullah. No, some men say like that. No. And the woman will say, man, astaghfirullah. No. I don't want to think of this. No. I've seen a lot of people who got married, problem. No. So, no. They are the worst people. No. The men say the woman are the worst. The woman say the men are the worst. Both are worst. So no one is good now. Yeah, we complain because of our experience. Yeah. So now these three guys have very good intention. I want to fast. I don't want to break my fast. I want to pray day and night and don't want to sleep. And I don't want to get married. Because I want to remember Allah, worship Allah, read the Quran. If I married, problem, then the wife come, and then bedtime, then come, I want you, let's go shopping, and then I have no time to go shopping, and she want me to go shopping, and then, and shopping also is window shopping only, not really shopping. Then you waste a lot of time. And the wife will nag and all these things. You have the same go to the wife. I got married last time. I don't have to take care of men. I don't have to cook for them. I don't have to wash their clothes. I wake up anytime I like. No, anytime I want to do what I can do. Now I have a man. I have to cook for them and you prepare tea for them. And the tea I put sugar extra is a problem again. No sugar, another problem. So there's a lot of problem if I get married. I don't want to get married. I want to read the Quran. I want to pray. I want to do all the khairiyat. Khalas. Me and Allah all have good intention. And when this thing came to the Prophet knowledge, the Prophet addressed this matter. He said, I fast. I break my fast. I worship Allah. I sleep. I fear Allah the most. I love Allah the most and I get married. And the Prophet end with saying also, who is better? I am more indeed by Allah. I fear Allah and obey Him better than any of you. But still, I got married, I have a family, and I also sleep. But of course, the Prophet sleep not like our sleep. And I also fast, and I break my fast. And when he said about nikah, marriage, he said, An-nikah min sunnati. Faman ragiba an sunnati falaysa minni. Nikah is one of my important sunnah. Whoever said no to nikah, he is not from my ummah. Very serious. So those men who anti-nikah, change your intention now. And the sister I don't want, also change. Open back your heart. Open your mind. If the right man come, alhamdulillah. You see, the one lady that I quote again, in Norway, a reverse, married a born Muslim, and then when you get married, the husband must give you dowry, mahar. And what did the woman ask for a mahar? These are rewards. Not yet Muslim, Norwegian. A umrah trip and one set of Sahih al-Bukhari. If you do this in this country, wow, Bukhari? You think I'm Bukhari? You know, I can get Bukhari free here and there. No Bukhari, 10,000, 10K, 50K. You are talking about money. That woman value knowledge and thinking of going to Makkah. She's the new revert. And back to the time of the Prophet Abu Talha, a rich man. He have gold and silver. He want to give it to a lovely lady, a young lady, Sulaim. Who is she? He knew her before. Sulaim was married earlier and then divorced. Now she's a free woman. And then Abu Talha approached her and she said to Abu Talha, a man like you, no woman should reject. She said to the Abu Talha, a man like you, no woman should reject. You are a good man, kind, loving, caring, generous. You don't have to ask, he give. He's a good man. But I can't get married with you. Why? You are not yet a Muslim. I have accepted Islam. If you really want to get married with me, the only dowry mahar I ask from you is your reversion to Allah, your acceptance to Islam. And then Abu Talha asked her, who is going to make me a Muslim? The Prophet. Who will arrange my nikah? The Prophet. Alhamdulillah, he approached the Prophet. After he became a Muslim, the Shahada, he said, Ya Rasulullah, Sulaim promised that my conversion will be a mahar to get married with her. She was asked to confirm, and the Prophet conduct the marriage. Nikah, and then, conversion, and then get married. No problem. And Abu Talha become one of the great companions of the Prophet. Meaning, if a person come to Islam because of marriage, don't stop them. Islam is easy. Make it easy for them, but then guide them. And show them good example so that they become practicing Muslim. We know that sometimes people make things difficult. You become Muslim and you get married? No, not yet. You must go for this course, go for these classes and so on. You want them to go, they can go. They can learn. They can attend the classes. and then you have some report. I have attended this class. I have attended this course. After that, they don't pray. What can you do? If you hurt the people's feeling from the beginning, they will follow what you want them to do, but they will not change, because the way you treat them, you humiliate them, you belittle them. This is man-made rule. You just have to use your wisdom. Of course, you can guide them, call them to attend courses, no problem. But if they really want to get married immediately, why not? Make it easy. Islam is easy. Do we understand what I'm trying to share with you, brothers and sisters? I mean, sometimes the authority come up with this new rule. Maybe they have good intention. I don't say they have bad intention. But sometimes, you just have to use your wisdom, and make sure that you don't make religion difficult for others. If you really want to help a reverts, then do not just concentrate on them, concentrate on the born Muslim and the future in-laws. Because the father, the mother-in-law play a very important role to help the son-in-law or the daughter-in-law who is new to Islam. So remember, brother and sister, nikah, but I was caught by surprise when I was in Oslo lately, because there was a question raised by the sister. He said, I have a friend, a Muslim friend. We are not married, but he said we can nikah first. He said we are not married, but we can nikah first. Do you understand what they say? They are not married. They don't plan to marry yet. To register, it takes time, but we can nikah first. Do you understand what they mean? So they asked me, can I proceed with the nikah? I say, of course, if literally you ask me, I mean the law of nikah, why not? You have the wali, and then you conduct the nikah with two witnesses, the dowry, khalas. About the conventional rule, that one you can take your time, no problem. You have so many people in that country. They have children already, but they don't have any documentation about marriage yet. The minute they document it, after a few months, they divorce. But they have been together, like husband and wife, for 10 years, 15 years, no problem. The minute they register, problems start. Can you imagine what is happening to us again? So they were asking, we don't have the plan to marriage, but he asked me to nikah. I said, nikah okay. That's what you must do. Make it halal. In the sight of Allah, make it halal. And then what happened? My wife reminded me, do you remember what he is trying to tell you? And say he's asking nikah. No, sometimes the Arabs, brother, they understand what is nikah literally. Nikah literally means free relationship. Because nikah means relationship, intimacy. There is no nikah without intimacy. You must consume it. But say, let us have that first. You understand, Enough. Abu Ad-Darda, back to that hadith just now. In Islam, Allah and the Prophet do not want you to make religion difficult to yourself. Don't overdo. awadun is called ghulwa. Al-ghulu fid-din. Ghulu fid-din means you do more than what you're supposed to do, and Allah don't like that. Yeah. Like if Allah say pray Zuhur 4 rakat, you want to pray 6 rakat. You can do that, but Allah won't accept. Who call you to do 6? I think I want to do 6 because no, 4 is not enough. I have a lot of extra time. No. You can pray sunnat 4 qabla Zuhur, and then 4 Zuhur, and then sunnat ba'd. There are 2, 10, no problem. But you cannot say, I want to pray Zuhur 6 rakat. Then your prayer will not be accepted. Abu Ad-Darda and Ibn Amr radiallahu anhuma reported that the Prophet said, Kana Daud Abad al-Bashar. Daud was a better worshipper than all other people. You know Daud, Prophet David, also have his own ibadah. One of the ibadah that Daud have, where no other prophet follow, is in 1 year he fasts 6 months and he breakfast 6 months. That means one day he fast, one day he break, one day he fast, one day continuously. That is for Dawud alayhi salam. That is not for us. We only fast. That is compulsory 1 month in the month of Ramadan in a year. A wise person would submit to Allah in worship and obedient, because a wise person realized Allah said, "Wa ma khalaqtu jinn wal ins illa liya'budun." That Allah never created jinn and people except to submit to Allah. The more that a person knows Allah, the more that he enjoy being a devoted servant to Him. The one you are connected to Allah, you feel the presence of Allah, you love Allah, then you enjoy worshipping Him. You don't feel a burden anymore to serve Allah. You don't feel a burden to do all the good deeds to please Allah. No more is a burden. You feel, you enjoy. Anytime when people say, can you come and do something for the sake of Allah, you just prepare yourself because you love, you know, to please Him. Today, when you call people to do something for the sake of Allah, we have a lot of excuses. I have no time, I'm sorry, I'm busy, I'm this, I'm that. You can give all the excuses you want, but remember, Allah knows what you are trying to say. Allah knows best. May Allah make us the people who like to serve Allah Rabbul Alameen and be committed to what we can do. If you know Allah loves cleanliness, then be clean wherever you go, so that people know that Muslims are clean people. Example, if you know that Allah loves people who are truthful, just be truthful. If you know Allah loves people who are trustworthy, be trustworthy. You know, this is how you work. You don't have to tell people how beautiful Islam when you yourself are not trying your best to follow. When you speak, you gossip. When you speak, you backbite. When you speak, you create fitna. When you speak, you lie. You better don't speak. But you just can't stop speaking. You love to speak. Then learn how to speak in a way that please Allah. A wise person would submit to Allah because he know Allah created him for that purpose. The more that a person knows Allah, the more that he enjoys being a devoted servant to Him. This is why the angels and prophets never disliked to be true worshipper of Allah. And Allah said, لَنْ يَسْتَنْقِفَ الْمَسِيحُ أَنْ يَكُونَ عَبْدًا لِلَّهِ وَلَا الْمَلَائِكَةُ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ. In Surah An-Nisa 172, Allah said, Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4, verses 172, never would the Messiah, Isa, have a title called as Masih, dislike to be a servant to Allah, nor would the angels who are near to him, near to Allah Rabbul Alameen. And this is very, very important for us to understand about Jesus. Jesus worshipped Allah. Never once in the time of Jesus he said to his disciple, his follower, worship me. No. Worship Allah, the creator of all of us, the provider for me and for my mother Mary. Brothers and sisters, in the same time Allah Rabbul Alameen also remind us, the prophets were human like you and me. They are no angels. They are no God. They are human. All prophets were created by Allah. From different way, it's up to Allah. He created Adam without a father and a mother. And he created Isa, Jesus, without a father. It's up to him. All prophets were created by Allah. All of them were human. Though the best of human, they are the best of all, but they are humans. Allah said, قَالَتْ لَهُمْ رُسُلُهُمْ إِنَّحَنُوا إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ وَلَقِنَّ اللَّهَ يَمُنُّ عَلَى مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ إِبَادِهِ. Surah Ibrahim, verse 11. Allah said, their messengers said to them, means all the prophet was said to their people, all the prophet will talk to their nation, we are only human like you. So when they are human, brother and sister, there is no excuse from another human to say, oh, you are a prophet, we cannot follow you because we are human. Because the prophets are human. They eat, they sleep, they drink, they got married, they have children. The same go to us. We eat, we drink, we fall sick. They are human. But if Allah appoint angel to be the messenger, then we have a lot of excuses. Hey angel, you remember you angel, I'm sorry, huh? I'm no angel, I'm a human. But now if a prophet is a human and you are human, so what excuse do you have to say, I can't do? There is the reason Allah choose prophets and messengers among human beings, not angels. The messengers will say to them, we are only human like you, but Allah favors those whom he will of his servant. That is the difference. It's like among the believer, Allah favors those who have more knowledge than those who don't have knowledge. Allah raised the people of knowledge to a higher status. If they act upon their knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells his last prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ. In Surah Yusuf and Surah Nahl, two surah. Surah Yusuf verses 109, Surah Nahl 43. We did not stand before you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, except men to whom we reveal our message. Allah Rabbul Alamin is telling our prophet so that the prophet will share this information to his people, that not only Muhammad was sent, but there are other prophets before him also was sent. And that's why no one can be a Muslim without accepting all the prophets that Allah have mentioned in the Quran. And that's why one of the article of faith is to believe in all the prophets and messengers. When you say I don't believe in one of them, you don't believe in all of them. You are not given the right to choose which prophet you like. No. You must believe that all the name that Allah mentioned about the prophet, from Adam to Moses to Jesus to Muhammad, you must believe in them. Being human does not mean that the prophets carried the bad human qualities of stinginess, cowardice, hastiness, laziness, and so on. Because this is some kind of character that normal people have. They had a human nature, but they were chosen by Allah to be the best of human. So when they talk, they are very careful with their word. They choose the best word to communicate with the people. When they want to eat, they choose the best food. When they want to drink, they choose the best drink. This is the prophet. The best is not necessary to be expensive. No. A lot of good food is cheap, but you are not used to it. No, if you go to the market and you see all the veggie that is eaten, got hole here, turned into, that is a good veggie. Why? Because organic. Because insect have been eating. You know why the insect can eat? Because no chemical. The one you want to be smooth, clean, that is not healthy. Because too much chemical, pesticide. To the extent animal also can't eat. Insect also can't eat. We eat. We just love the surface to be smooth, clean. We forget about the quality. It's like how we look for a partner. We look, mashallah, Miss Penang, Miss PJ, you know. Then you also have problem. And then the woman also, I want a sharp this, sharp that, big here, big there, big eyes, sharp nose, green eye. You get all what you want. But you don't have the same kind of thing if they don't have the right faith. A lot of people go for the look. They forget about their character. So please, try to value both. No problem. Yeah? You can look for their how they look, because sometimes you have to look at him, each other all the day. You know? But if you got somebody you don't like from the beginning, you're going to have a lot of migraine. You know? Then we have vertigo. You know? Yeah, at least you must have a look. I think okay, no problem. But the more important thing is also their conduct, akhlaq, their adab, their manners. You know? Then they know how to communicate with you. They don't humiliate you. They don't say to you, you are like a prostitute, you are like a devil, you are evil. They don't use this word, because we are not that bad. You know? But when you got the wrong guy, you have to prepare yourself. You know? Before married, you're like angel, star here, star there. Even you don't have any star before, but they look at you like stars. You know? After marriage, star gone, honey gone, everything gone. Every time become bitter. You're like devil, like evil, shaitan, prostitute. How can you do this? How can you say this word? But because you make the wrong choice. So may Allah Rabbil Alameen make it easy for all of us, brothers and sisters. If there's any question, now we open for Q&A, inshallah. Yeah, before this, inshallah, to the brother and sister, we have a few announcements, an important announcement. Number one, all of you are aware that we have our Saturday class, like today. Saturday, we also have a class, where this Saturday class was tailored for new Muslim brothers and sisters, and also the not yet Muslim. For our Saturday reverse, and not yet Muslim. Most of them who come may not be just for learning. Many of them basically need a friend, good company, someone whom they can connect with and feel comfortable with, so that when they face challenges, problems, they can have someone to talk to. Most of them are shy and keep everything to themselves until they know you. They are also very lonely because they have a lot of issues, those who want to be a Muslim, but they do not know how to come forward with what that in their mind. We need sisters and also brothers who are willing to take the time to be a friend to them. Yeah? Whatever you learn from us Sunday, you can apply to them on Saturday. For example, you have to be their buddy, so that you can invite them over if Ramadan is coming in for iftar in your house or anywhere, breakfast together, and invite them to come and perform prayer with us, yeah, two or three times a week, inshallah. Invite them for a coffee, yeah, anything, be a good friend with them. Now this class now has grown bigger, and we have more people attending, and we want to reach out to them and show them that we are a truly people who follow the Quran and Sunnah and here to serve them, to help them. For those who have time, please use your time wisely to serve for the sake of Allah Rabbul Alameen. That's why we call ourselves Al-Khadim, to train ourselves to serve. We will try our level best. As long as Allah gives us the energy, the time, we never said no to people who need our help. Yeah? And remember again the next announcement. Al-Qadim Youths. We have the Youths Wing. Mini Bazaar. Now the Youths Wing. We encourage them to be proactive and be productive. So, inshallah, on Sunday, every Sunday like today, once a month, some of the items that they come up will be sold here, behind. Under the camp, under the tent, you see there are some stores coming up. This is open for only to the youths who are married, or the youths who are very active, who have their own product to sell. Think that they are selling Islamic merchandise, tudung, shawl, tablewares, natural beauty product, cookies. Some of the product are their own brand. Can have a visit to the booth after class behind, inshallah. Yeah. This is the two announcements. For those who want to register and spend time to help the new Muslims, Sister Aisha is our contact person. Look at Sister Aisha, she just raised her hand. And this is a sister, you give your name, then later on we will follow up and we will gather you to give some briefing how to help and assist our new brothers and sisters. Now, Q&A, Faddal. Sisters first. Mic pass to the sister, please. Alhamdulillah.
Assalamualaikum Ustaz.
Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
What is the difference between Salat Duha and Salat Tashrik? Thank you.
Salat Tashrik, Shuruk, I think Salat Shuruk. There's no Salat Tashrik actually. Salat Tashrik actually is a day, Yawmul Tashrik. But I think there are people who encourage you to pray two rakat sunnah when the sun rise. This is shuruk. They call it a shuruk ten, or sunrise. The more authentic hadith referring to this salah is salah to duha, where sunrise is duha time. Their duha is based on very authentic hadith. Shuruk, there is some gray area. Some said that is for Doha, but some people call Shuruq. So just concentrate on Doha is sufficient, inshallah. Yeah? Next, any question from the sisters more? Fadda.
Assalamualaikum, Sheikh.
Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
I came across this sentence. Allah has already written the names of your spouses. What you need to work on is your relationship with Allah. Is it true that Allah, the name of our spouse has been written by Allah?
Do Allah written the name of our spouses? Wallahu alam. We never come across, so far, I personally never come across a hadith said the name of the spouse. Name can change. You know. But what is important is like, maybe a revert before she have a different name, may come to Islam, he'll change another name. But what is important that we do believe when something happened, then we know that it's been ordained by Allah. Give you an example. Sometimes Allah never mentioned that He do everything. Even He have all the power to do everything. Give you an example. In the Quran, Allah mentioned about death. Death, Allah said, time I fix. Nobody can change. I fix the time. Place, I fix. How? Allah opened it. Sunnatullah. You know, that mean how Allah do not mention. Whatever happened, it happened. Qadr Allah wa masha. Of course, with the will of Allah. Yeah. But to go in detail, okay, like how some people want to go so detailed, we don't have that hadith here to confirm. If there is, we can accept, no problem. If anybody who say that the name of our spouse have been written, if they come out with a hadith authentic, then we can follow. But to my knowledge so far, I never come across that kind of saying yet. Yeah? Jazakallah. Next, brother.
Assalamu alaikum, Ustaz.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Ustaz, this preacher, his name is Zakir Naik. He is given a permanent resident in Malaysia. A lot of people are protesting, he shouldn't be given this and that. What do you think about it?
Nothing to think, actually. It's the right of the country, it's the right of a Muslim to help another Muslim. There are a lot of countries who help their own people, we don't make an issue out of it. You know, we should love how to honor our rights. We never disturb other people's rights. If India want to give protection to anybody, it's up to the Indian government. What right do we have to say? But we hope our people who are minority honor the majority's right. No, don't create unnecessary tension when there's no tension. You know, if you want to discuss, we open for discussion. When people are peace-loving people, you say they are troublemaker. Who you are the troublemaker? You create unnecessary tension. So we Muslim always hope that the people who are not yet Muslim respect our right, honor the right of the authority of the government too. The government also have right. They are responsible to do what they think is best for the country. Now, if you say you have no right, then we also can tell they also have no right. If they love their country so much, then go back to their country. It's not nice for us to start to talk in that manner. I don't know why they create this issue at all. A non-issue become an issue. You know, we hope that the spirit of living together in this country should be honored. Until it's proven that this anybody who come to this country create problem politically and socially, of course. There are so many people who come here and still not to work. We still keep them. No? We hope that they will change. They become better person. May Allah guide all of us, inshallah. Now, next. Fadda. Pass the mic to... Now. It's on, I think. Just press the beer.
Assalamualaikum, Ustaz.
Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi
wabarakatuh. I want to ask about sunnah.
Salat sunnah.
Actually, for subuh, we are encouraged to do salat fajar before praying the subuh.
Before the fajar prayer.
If we go to the mosque, when we arrive, they have already done the azan. We are running short of time. So when we enter, do we do the statue masjid first, and then the sunnah, or if we do the statue masjid, then it's considered as already, you know, so which?
Yeah, now coming back to the prayer, sunnah prayer. Brother is asking about if you go for fajr prayer, when you enter the mosque, the azan for fajr prayer have finished. Now, do you want to pray sunnah tahiyatul masjid first, then follow with sunnah qabliyah fajr turqa'at before the fajr prayer? I would like everybody to always remember this part, yeah, so that we don't get confused. I did mention many times that when you enter a mosque, and there's no other prayer involved, and you want to sit in the mosque, then tahiyatul masjid come in. No other prayer involved, neither fardu, neither other sunnah, but you want to sit, then tahiyatul masjid, raka'at, two raka'at comes in. But when you enter a masjid, there is some sunnah prayer like fajar, qabliyah. Immediately you pray fajar, sunnah fajar. Don't pray tahiyatul masjid. Don't entertain tahiyatul masjid if there's other prayer in war. Example, you are late now, people have finished fajar prayer, you come in the masjid, you will never finish your fajar, you never start your fajar yet, you are alone, you can start your sunnah fajar, and then fajar. You come to the masjid, people have finished Zohor, you don't want to pray the Qabliya Zohor, you immediately come out and pray Zohor. No Tahiyatul Masjid. Remember that. Tahiyatul Masjid only come in, you enter a masjid, and you decide to sit. You want to sit down. And no other prayer is there for you to perform. Then Tahiyatul Masjid, Turqat, is highly recommended. Okay? Clear? Always remember this. People get confused sometimes. Yeah? Tahiyatul masjid, then fajar. No need. When there is fajar, qabliya fajar, qabliya ala tu. Khalas. Simple as that. Now, sisters again, back to the sister. Two more questions from the sister. Fadda, pass mic to the sister behind, please. Yeah, we work as one team. We help each other, inshallah. Yeah? Alhamdulillah, faddal sister.
Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Okay, as we know now, many people are anti-Islam. And for example, the news in China, they are anti-Muslim and they will chase the Muslim out of China. And it's becoming worse nowadays because of the social media and other effects. So what do we do as a duty for Muslim to protect our religion? What should we do?
Are you referring to what happened in China?
I mean generally everywhere.
I would say also that everywhere people still love Islam and respect the Muslim. But you have some group, just a small group of people. The media, what can we do? The media always like to highlight small matter become big, big matter become small. Yeah, what the superpower is trying to do to all this weak country, Yeah, by bombarding, killing innocent people, they don't highlight that they are number one terrorists. No, by shooting here and there, maybe one, two people got killed, and sometimes who is the one who is doing it, we do not know. Immediately say Muslim, but people, the public, alhamdulillah, are wiser than us. That's why even America now, they come up with a group of people called fake news. They are exposing a lot of things that is very injustice. A lot of wrong messages is been conveyed to the public that's not true. But again, the public must use their wisdom. Being human, we must be alert that most of the news that we receive today is one-sided news. Don't jump to conclusion. Allah have give guidance, especially to Muslim. Alhamdulillah, we are guided. We have guidance. Allah said, when you receive any news, fatabayyanu, you must clarify, confirm, listen from both parties. We don't have the different media. You have only one media. Anyhow, may Allah protect us from this fitna. Now, if you talk about, I've been traveling around the globe. I feel there are a lot of good people around, and people respect your right. If the Muslim know how to behave like a good Muslim, I don't think people dislike anything that is good. The fitrah that Allah put into the heart of everyone. If you are a good person, you are careful with your speech, you always are kind and loving and respectful, I don't think anybody will dislike you. We don't dislike a lot of Chinese, Indian, Christian, wherever they are, because they show good character, good behavior. But again, I personally have no time to respond to news. No. Because I don't want to waste my time and get the wrong information. Number one. Number two, I do agree sometimes there may be some truth that certain government is cracking on certain group of people because it so happened that that group of people are not showing good example. They are not practicing what they should do. They become confrontation. Don't be confrontational. You don't have to confront anybody. Just be a good Muslim. The rest, Allah will do what He wants to do. So if you want to have peace, you must also respect the peace of others. If you want your right, you must learn how to honor other people's right. That is how it goes. So may Allah protect us. No, I know I have been to China many, many times too. I do have some information what is going on. And I do agree something that the government have to take certain steps to protect further destruction. If people are destructive, they have to do something. And you know, China is not a small nation. It's a country with billions of population. If they do not control it well, then everywhere there will be unrest and everybody suffer. Every country, they have their own security. We believe that the security will do what they think is best for the country. So we, wherever we go, we make sure that we are not troublemaker. We follow the law, we respect the authority. I don't think there's any problem. I know we are very sensitive. Yesterday we have a dialogue, interfaith dialogue. The representative from the Hindus side was quoting, I travel here and there, I went to the Arab country, and when I see Muslim, I give salam. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Complete salam. And I have no problem. And they don't stop me. And they respond, Wa alaikum salam. But he said, he did not give salam in Malaysia. He said, Malaysia, everything become very sensitive. But when he was in the Arab country, he do that, no problem. So he was expressing his experience in the interfaith dialogue on peace and harmony. And each time he want to quote certain ayah, he referred back to me, I hope Ustaz Hussein is okay, because ayat should quote by me. I am representing the Muslim, but he also quote the ayah. But alhamdulillah, they acknowledge what is written in the Quran. The Quran peace promote peace, harmony, and also justice. So, inshallah, we pray for the best for everybody. For those who have no patience, may Allah increase their patience. For those who have no wisdom, may Allah give them wisdom. For those who have overdoing, may Allah save them from further disaster. Amen. So, brothers and sisters, that's all for today. Don't forget that we have on this coming Tuesday, 3 o'clock, here, inshallah, topic is a very beautiful topic, that will help the mothers, inshallah. And don't forget the volunteers, because I don't like people who learn, and they do not act upon the knowledge, So Allah give you the energy, the time, utilize it properly for the sake of Allah. You will never regret. You will never fail yourself, and you will never fail Islam, inshallah. Until we see you again for the sister Tuesday, and for others, you remember Saturday we have activities, and also Sunday we have Wednesday class at 11 in my own class, so you are welcome, inshallah. Wabillahi tawfiqi wa akhir da'wana walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. سبحانك اللهم بحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله. Don't forget our the youth mini bazaar.